BBC Audio presents The Hotel, a series of ghost stories written by Daisy Johnson, set in a hotel on the Fens. The Hotel, read by Sarah Kesselman.
This is what we know about the hotel. It is bigger on the inside than the outside. Do not go into room 63. Doors and windows do not stay in the same places. The hotel listens when you speak. The hotel watches. The hotel looks different to different people. We'll be at the hotel soon. The hotel is familiar. The hotel is a stranger in an alley. It is difficult to find information about the hotel online, and a degree of patience is needed. The language used to write about the hotel is difficult, tangled. But it is possible to hunt down small snippets of information, to trawl through history for the signs. Before the hotel, there was a farm on the land. The farm was a small building and cannot have had more than a few chickens, perhaps some pigs. Before the fire that destroyed the farm and the sale of the land, which led to the building of the hotel, a woman lived in the property, the wife of a descendant, and died there also. The woman seemed to be notorious in the surrounding area as someone who had some talent in prediction. At this time, there was recorded a spate of child deaths, which can now probably be attributed to farm runoff into the water supplies, but was then blamed on the woman and led to her being drowned in the pond out the back of the farm. Before she drowned, she was recorded to have scratched some words into the front door of the house. The words read, "I'll see you soon." The hotel exhibits what might be described as personality traits. It seems to know the people who come and go within its walls. Perhaps, more insidiously, the hotel seems to collect people to it, has a magnetism that is sometimes impossible to ignore. The curse that follows the hotel might be placed solely on the unnamed woman who was killed there, but it seems likely that any unfortune came in fact from the earth itself, and that she was only the first person to note it. The hotel build is rife with issue, and for a long time it looks like it may remain unfinished. The ground is sodden and swallows the foundations. There are accidents when scaffolding fails. Trees that are dug up one day reassert themselves over the weekend. Still, it is done. The building is finished in 1919. The style is Gothic Revival, long chimneys, stained glass which dims the light, an orchard. This is where everything begins. In the 1950s, a poet better known for her meandering nature poems wrote a few lines about the hotel, embedded in a longer, strange piece about a lost love and a failed suicide attempt. In the poem, the hotel appears as a dangerous place which reappears through history in different guises. A year later, the poet succeeds where before she had failed, and is drowned in the sea off the North Norfolk coast. In the boarding house where she is staying is a notebook with scraps of writing, some scrawled images in pen, the most distinctive of which seems to be of the hotel, recognisable by its severe chimneys. Beneath the drawings, the poet has written, "I'll be there soon." In the early 90s, there is a series of accidents at or near the hotel. The girlfriend of a relatively well-known married politician
Sample complete. Ready to continue?